Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Shin Chavav. We are on the bottom of page 320, Dinei Rechitza B'Shabbos. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Aser Lirchotz Kol Gufo, it is Aser for one to wash his whole body, Afilu Kol Ever Ve'Ever Levad, even if he does it limb by limb, Afilu B'Mayim Shehu Chamu Mi'erev Shabbos, even if the water that he's using was warmed up before Shabbos, Beinim Heim B'Kli, Beinim Heim B'Karka, whether the water is in a vessel or the water is in the ground, Va'afilu Lishbo Chamayim Agufo U'Lishta Teif Aser, even to pour the water over himself and rinse himself off is going to be forbidden. But as we'll see, the water that was heated up before Shabbos, you are allowed to use that to wash your face, hands, and feet. The Rama adds on, O Sha'arei Varim, or any other limbs, Kol She'eno Rochets Kol Gufo, so long that you are not washing your whole body. Then the Mechaber says on page Kuf Samach Aleph, V'hani Mili B'chame Ha'or, this is all talking about chamei ha'or, which is water that was heated up by fire. Aval b'chamei tiveria mutter lirchotz afilu kol gufo yachad. But when we're talking about the hot springs of tiveria, then you're allowed to wash your whole body at once. Ve'ein tzarech lomar b'tzonenin, and needless to say that you can wash your whole body with cold water. V'hod d'shari b'chamei tiveria. And the Mechaber ends off and says, that which you're allowed to wash your whole body with the Chamei Tiveria, Dafka B'Karka. Dafka, the Chamei Tiveria is in the ground. Aval B'Kli Lo. But if it was put into a vessel, then you can't use it to wash your whole body. Da'asi L'Achlufei B'Chamei Heor, because you might mix it up and start using water that was heated up by fire. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Aleph, it's Aser Lirchos Kol Gufo, you can't wash your whole body on Shabbos with hot water. Why? Gzeira Shema Yavo'u Ayidei Zeh L'Hochim B'Shabbos. Chazal made a gzeira, you can't wash your body with hot water, even if it was heated up before Shabbos, as a gzeira that you might come to heat up water on Shabbos. Sivkotan beiz, you can't wash kol gufo, v'hu adin rov gufo, derubo kakulo. It's not only your whole body that's aser, even majority of your body is aser, because we say that majority is like the whole thing. Sivkotan gimel, we said in the Mechaber, even if you want to wash limb by limb, even if you want to, certainly if you want to wash the regular way, which is washing your whole body at once, that is usr with hot water on Shabbos. Sifkotan dalud, afilu b'mayim, we said in the Mechaber, afilu lishbo chamayim agufo ulishtatev usr, even just to rinse yourself off with this hot water is usr. Hainu afilu mimayim shuhu chamu mi'er Shabbos, again, even water that was heated up before Shabbos, you can't rinse yourself off with it. The afilu heim bekarka, even if this water is being stored in the ground. Sivkotan hei, is going on that which the Mechaber said, av amutter lirchos behem ponav yad v'raglav, but you can wash yourself with water that was heated up before Shabbos, your face, hands, and feet. Hainu b'chamin shehu chamu me'er Shabbos, this line that says it's mutter, for Pana Yavad of Viraglov, that's Davka, hot water that was heated up from before Shabbos. Ava Bechamin Shehu Chamu B'Shabbos, but water that was heated up on Shabbos, even if it was heated up in a mutter way, Aser Afilu Yadav Levad. It's Aser to use it to wash even your hands alone. The Rama added on, not only is Pana Yadav Viraglov permitted with water that was heated up before Shabbos, but even Shari Varim. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Vav, V'isha Shaloveshes Levonim B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov, a woman who is beginning her 7 clean days and she's wearing white, beginning on Shabbos or Yontif, Muteres Lirchos B'Mekomos Antunafim, you should wash yourself in the dirty places, Bechamin Shehu Chamu Mi'er Shabbos and Yontif, as long as the water was heated up from before Shabbos and Yontif, Rak Shetizor Lirchos B'Yadayim, but should she wash herself using her hands, V'lo B'Beged, not using any kind of garment, Kedei Shelo Tovo Lidei Schita, so it should not come to Schita, she shouldn't come to squeeze out the garment. V'yesh noshim nohago she'ein lo shos levonim b'shabbos yom tov. There are women that are machmir. They don't do hefsek tara. They don't start wearing their white garments on Shabbos yom tov at all. U'bemokum she'ein minog yadua yesh lahatir. However, the Mishabura ends and says, in a place where there's no set minog, no known minog, so then one can be matir to start the nekiyim on Shabbos or yom tov. Sivkotan zayin. The Mechaber said that all these stringencies are by chamei ha'or, but by chamei tiveria, it's mutter. Lefikach b'mokom shenohagim lohochem ha'mikva. Therefore, in a place where they are knowing to heat up the mikveh, tzarech lizor shelo yiyeh rak poshen. You have to make sure that if a person is going to the mikveh on Shabbos, it's not hot, it's just going to be lukewarm. The im lo kein, because if not so, but rather it's hot, osir litbobo, it's going to be osir to go into it because of this gzeir that we're discussing over here. However, ayin bekarben nesano, perak bameh madlikin, Simin Chav Beis, Uvachuvas, Nodeb Yehuda, Madura Tinyana, Simin Chav Dal. If you look at note number 6, he just brings a little quote from the Karban Asanel, who says, in Oz Kuf, Ubi'ikir Adin Kasafti Ba'arichos, the Ikir Aloch, I wrote at length, Shetfilas Me Mikvah Bechamin Lohavi Bechlal Gzeras Merchatzos. The Karban Asanel holds that a mikvah was not included in the gzeir of a merchatz, and he holds a leniency that going into a mikvah that is hot on Shabbos, as long as the water was heated up before, would, yes, be permissible. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaktis of Katan Ches, Aval B'chamei Tiberia, V'hu Adin She'orei Mayonos Chamin, it's Lav Dafka Chamei Tiberia, any natural hot springs are also going to be mutter. On those hot springs, Lo Gozra Aleh Misr Rechitza, there was never a gzeir of Rechitza. The Ayin LeKamon B'Simin Shin Chav Ches Magen Avram Sifkotan Memtes B'Mokum She'ein Derech Lirchotz B'Hem El Refua. In a place where they only go into the hot springs for healing purposes, Aser Lirchotz B'Hem B'Shabbos. You can't wash in them on Shabbos because that would be a separate problem of Refua on Shabbos. The Ayin Shoma Kasher Kasav Nushah Bazel. Look what we wrote over there about this topic. We said, certainly if you're allowed to be bathing in the Chamei Tiberia, certainly in cold water, it's mutter, Sifkatan Tes, V'ayin L'Kamam B'Mishabura, Sifkatan Chav Alev, Shenogu, Shelo Lirchotz Banar, we'll see soon. In Sifkatan Chav Alev, the minhag is not to be washing in a river, even though it's cold water. Says the Mechaber, V'ayin Tes, Yesh Omrim, there are those who say, Tahod Shari B'Chamei Tiberia, that which we said in Sif Alev, that Chamei Tiberia is mutter to wash in on Shabbos, Dafka kishein amokum makora, dafka, and you're a place that is not covered. There's no roof over you. Aval im hamokum makora also, but if the place is covered with a roof, it is usser. Why? Mishum da'osi lide zeya va'usser. Since it's covered, as we'll see, it's more enclosed, it's more stifling, there's more steam going on, and you're going to come to sweat, and that is usser. V'yesh omrim demutter lazia b'chamei tiberia. Some say, no, you're allowed to sweat when it comes to the chamei tiberia. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud. Aval ima mokum, we said if it's covered, it's a problem. Hainu demishum shehu mekora, because it's covered with a roof, nafesh havla, there's a lot of steam. V'osi lidei zeya alidei rechitza. And through bathing over there, so you're going to come to sweat. V'zeya aser. And sweating on Shabbos is aser, like we'll see later in Sif Yud Beis. Some say it's mutter lazia by the Chamei Tiberia. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yud Aleph, de lo asru zeya el b'mokum sharechitza asura. There are those who say they only asur the sweating in a situation where the rechitza is asur. But since the rechitza in the Chamei Tiberia is mutter, so the sweating by the Chamei Tiberia, this sheet holds is also mutter. V'lochein mutter ha-rechitza afil b'mokum kora. And therefore, the rechitza is mutter, even in a place that is covered. V'yesh lismach al deyazo, you can rely on this sheet. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Gimel, Amas Hamayim Shehi Chama. We have here in Amas Hamayim, like a flow of water, a stream of water that is hot. And what you want to do in this case is you want to take a pipe of cold water passing through the hot water so the cold water in the pipe gets heated up by the hot water. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Amas Amayim Shichama, you have a stream of water that is hot. Oser lahamshich losocha afilu me'erev Shabbos silon. You're not allowed to pass through it even before Shabbos, a silon, which is a pipe. The Ramah says, Pirish, Tzinor, Marzev, Vesilon, Dover, Echadim. These are all the same things. A Tzinor, a Marzev, and a Silon all is referring to a pipe. So it's usher to pass a pipe through this hot water, even Sheltzonen, even though the pipe has in it cold water, you can't pass through the hot water, a pipe with cold water. Upiha Silon Yotze Chutz La'ama. And the end, the mouth of the pipe goes through the Amma and past the hot water. It goes all the way through this Amma. Umeimav nishpochim l'uka. And the water from the pipe comes out beyond the Amma and drops into an uka, which is a guma, which is a hole. It drops in, there's a little pit, and the water is dropping in there, shebekarka, in the ground. V'im himshichu, and if you did this, asurim afilu hamayim shenichnu salam er Shabbos. This water even though you put the water in before Shabbos, it's going to be also to be used on Shabbos, b'rechitza, for washing, u'bishtia, and with drinking, ki'ilu hu chamu b'Shabbos. Even though it was heated up before Shabbos, it's also as if it was heated up on Shabbos. We'll see the Mishavua. The reason is because this is an Isra of hatmana, of insulating. Because although you had the cold water pipe going through the hot water before Shabbos, so the water in the cold water pipe, the cold water turned hot before Shabbos, but it was being insulated in the boiling hot water, which is hatmana bedavar shemosef hevel, something that adds heat, is usr, even if it's done before Shabbos. We'll see that Mishavua says that explicitly. Continues the Mechaber. And if you did this pipe passing through the hot water from Erev Yontov, so biyomtov kechamin shehu chamu biyomtov. So there's an extra word biyomtov over there, which the Be'er Halacha points out. It really should just say v'imhevi silon shalmayim me'erev yomtov. If you pass through a pipe of water from Erev Yontov, kechamin shehu chamu biyomtov. It's like water that was heated up on Yontov. And water that was heated up on Yontov is v'asurim b'rechitza. It's usur to wash with. This is the idea of usur to take a shower on Yontov. U'mutarim b'shtia, but you are allowed to drink it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Beis. Silon shel tzonin. So you have a pipe of cold water. Kedei she'yischamimu mechom amas amayim. You're passing it through a hot amas amayim in order to heat up the water in the pipe. V'asur mishum dahave kematme medavar hamosef hevel. It's also like we said, because it is a case of, or similar to a case of insulating in something that adds heat, the asr afilim b'bodyom, which is asr, even if you set it up and did the insulation before Shabbos. Kemosha kasta b'simen reishon on zayin sif alpha, you learned way back in the beginning of chela gimel. Sif katan yo gimel yotzei, so he said the pia silon is yotzei chutz la'ama, it goes all the way through till the ama ends and the pipe continues weiter. Hainu, shemamshich es hatzonim derech silon. The cold water, or at least the what was cold water, extends beyond the ama through this silon, through the pipe. Hamukav mikol tzad, that's surrounded by the hot water on all sides. Ve'ein misarev meimav imachamim. The water in the pipe never mixes with the water in the ama, because the pipe goes all the way through beyond the ama, and then it drips into the pit. And therefore, it is a full insulation. The waters never mix. Avol in pia silo nichnas lesocha ama. If the mouth of the pipe enters inside the ama, umis orev hatzonin imacham en yachad. And what ends up happening is the cold water and hot water all mix together. Shari apur rechitza im imshichu me'er Shabbos. So then, if you set it up before Shabbos, that water will be mutter in rechitza. That is what the Mishnah Berurah says. Now, it's not so pashut. The Be'er Halacha points out that not all Rishonim agree with this, because the Rashi will be usher, but the way the Mishnah Berurah is saying it is like the Rishonim that say, only when it's hatmana. Hatmana is that the pipe is fully insulated and the water goes all the way through. But if the water drops inside and the water is mixed together, so that's this sheet that holds that it's not hatmana, and that will be mutter. Sivkotun yudalud, afilu hamayim. So we said in the Mechaber, v'himshichu, if you did this, Asurim afilu amayim shenitnu shel me'er Shabbos. Even the water that passed through from before Shabbos is asur on Shabbos. Umari shasasam pia silon shehunach mibodyom. We're talking about a case where you plug up the silon. The pipe is plugged up. It's stopped at the end from before Shabbos. V'nismale betzonin, and the pipe is filled up from beginning to end with cold water. V'nishar munach mutman ad yom haShabbos, and it stays there insulated in the hot water of the ama until Shabbos, she'oz poschin pi motza'o, then you open up the mouth of the pipe, she'yishavchu meimav lahu'ka shebekarka, to let the water that has now been heated up and kept warm, to pour out into this ditch, ve'heim lohu chamu b'Shabbos el yimei yom. The water was not heated up on Shabbos, it was just insulated on Shabbos, it was heated up before Shabbos. Rak she'hoyu mutmanu b'Shabbos, they were only insulated on Shabbos, even though the heating up was done before Shabbos, since the insulating was on Shabbos, even though it was done before Shabbos, but extended through Shabbos, this water is usur. Like all cases that we learned of hatmana, bedavra mosef hevel, that even bedyevet, that water is usur. even though it was heated before Shabbos, it was just hatmana on Shabbos, it's asra as if it was heated up on Shabbos. Rosh Shalom means to say, v'afilu lirchos behen yodav asra v'kanal. Like we said before, water that was heated up on Shabbos, even in a mutter way, it's asra to use that water to even wash your hands. So this water is off limits for any washing. Sivkotan tasayim, we said that if the water was insulated over yantif, so then it's like water that was heated up on yantif, you're allowed to drink it, you can't wash with it. Says the Mishabruah Tazayim, Rotzalomar Kogufo, on Yantif it's only usher to wash your whole body. Avayodav mutter, but on Yantif you are allowed to heat up water to wash your hands. Kimosha Kosav Esimit Tovkuf Yir Aleph Sebez. If you look at note 13, he explains this. Ubetam Adavar, the reason why showering or washing your whole body on Yantif with hot water is usher. Shekevan Shebiyom Tov Mutter Levashal Rakla Tzarach Dover Hashem Lekol Nefesh. Since Halacha on Yantif is you're only allowed to cook things that are needed by all people, something that's equal for everyone. Lochein Mutter Lechame Maim Lurechitzas Pona Viyadov Afilu Chachilo. Therefore, it's Lechachilo to turn on the hot water on Yantif, to wash your face and wash your hands, to drink a hot drink, all that is Mutter. Shehudavar Hashavu L'Kol Nefesh, all these things are considered a need of everyone. Avalu Rechitzas Kol Gufo Aser. But to take a shower, to take a bath, to heat up water, to wash your whole body is Aser. Kevan She'ein Osim Zos Rak Hamu'unogim HaRegilim Akach. Because only very sensitive, finicky people are bathing every day, and they all need it. Now this is a point that is a tumult amongst Rabbanim nowadays, if times have changed and now it's mutter or not, but the Mishabura says it's usr. Mishabura says showering on Yantif with hot water is usr, so you can't turn on water to wash your whole body. That's what the Mishabura is saying over here. That's how the Mishabura comes out. Everyone could ask their own local Orthodox rabbi for the halach lemaisa. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Dalit. We're going to read the Mechaber in Dalit and Hay together, because there's one Mishabura that really puts the two sifim together. So we'll read Dalit and Hay. Says the Mechaber of Dalit, Lo yishtateif odom bitzonein kol gufo. A person should not rinse his whole body with cold water. V'yischamim kineged hamedura. So he washes his whole body with cold water, which we said is mutter, but now he walks close to the fire to warm up that water that's already on his body. That should not be done. Mipnei shemafshir mayim shalov. Because he's warming up the water that's on him. V'nimtza kirochetz kol gufo b'chanin. It's like he's washing his whole body in hot water. Even though when he put the water on, it was cold. Now he's going afterwards near the fire, but that's warming up the water. That is included in the gzeira. It's like bathing your whole body in water. It's aser. Aval mutter lehishtatef bitzonein achar shenischam etzal ha'esh. But what you can do is go near the fire, warm yourself up, get your body hotter, and then put cold water on your body, and your body will heat up the water. That's okay. Because it obviously will heat up the water less. If you first heat your body, and then you put the water on, it will be less hot. That is mutter. But to put the water on, and then go near the fire to heat up the water that's on your body, that's not allowed. Sif Hei says, Yesh omrim, shetzarech lizor shelo lechamim yodov eitzal ha'esh achar netzila im lo yinagvim tchilo yotha. Sif Hei is a yesh omrim. It's more machmir than sif dalet. Some say not only is this usher by your whole body, to put water on and then go next to the fire, but even just to wash your hands, and while they're wet, to go near a fire to heat the water on your hands up, even that's usur. You must dry your hands first, and then you can go warm up by the fire. Says the Mishabura Sivkadun Yudgimel, V'nimtza Kerochetz Kogufo, Zehu Miloshen HaRambam. This is the language of the Rambam. V'rotzalomer, he means to say, She'ein Lasor Mipnei Chimum Hamayim Gufa. There's no isra over here for heating up water. You didn't cook water. If the water's on your body and you go into the fire, the isra is not heating up water. The hefsher ain't b'chal bishul. Making something lukewarm is not called bishul. So there's no isra of bishul to have water on your body and go near the fire, unless you're going in the fire, which hopefully you're not. So you're not heating up the water. You're not cooking the water. That's not the issue. Rak mi pnei chash rechitza. The problem over here is a chash of rechitza of your whole body with hot water on Shabbos. Usvirle, this shita holds. Tekevan she'ein ze rechitza gemura. Since this is not a rechitza gemura, asa uhu rak kechamin shehuchamu meyar Shabbos. They made the din over here like the din of hot water that was heated before Shabbos. De'ein aser el kol gufo. Remember, water that was heated on Shabbos, it's aser to wash even your hands. The first sheet is more lenient. It's aser to do this in your whole body, because they were a little more relaxed in their din. They compared this case, where you're making the water on your body lukewarm on Shabbos, ki'ilu the water was heated up before Shabbos. When water is heated up before Shabbos, you can't wash your whole body. So this is only going to be a problem on Shabbos for your whole body. Kemo shekasov b'siv aleph. V'hayesh omrim shebesiv sha'achar zeh, v'yesh omrim in sif hei, which is more machmir, svir lu, they hold, tedino shavek kerochets b'chamen shehuchim u'b'shabbos. No, they said when you go next to the fire with the water on you on Shabbos, that's ke'ilu, you're washing yourself with water that he's heating up on Shabbos, because you are heating up on Shabbos. And therefore it's asra even if it's only on your hands. Da asra afil lirchos behem ponav yada v'raglav. Then it's asra even if you just wash your face, hands, and feet. Says the brackets, va'af this stam chamin shuchamu b'shabbos. Even though a stam case where water is heated up on Shabbos, huchamu hamayim b'isser, a normal case of water being heating up on Shabbos is being heated up b'isser. Va'halcha v'inyanenu halolu hoya al hamayim shem chimum. And in our case, there was no real isser done heating up the water. This is not called chimum, this is not called cooking. Rak shem hefsher ba'alma. It's only really making water lukewarm. Ein l'chalik b'zeh, they were not mechalik. Da'afilu mayim shirak hushu b'shabbos. Even water that was only made lukewarm on Shabbos, ve'ein hayad tzoledes b'hen. And it's not so hot, it doesn't burn your hand. Gam kein osur lirchos b'hem afilu eiver echad. It's still going to be osur to wash even one limb. That is the second sheet of sefei, that's more machmir. Finally, says the Mishaburis of Katon Yud Ches, the opposite case. We said you first heated your body up by the fire, and then you poured water on your body. We said that's mutter. Zokta Mishabura, she'en ha'mayim mischamim kolkach. Like we explained before, if you first warm your body up and then you pour water on, the water is not getting as hot as putting the water on first and then going next to the fire. I'd like to end with one biralacha. I want to go back to the very beginning of the siman, the first biralacha on page 320, the bottom line of the biralacha, the first one of this siman. We said you're not allowed to wash your whole body with water even if it was heated up before Shabbos. So the biralacha writes, umitztayer, a person who is bitzar, afa pish she'eno choli kol aguf, even though he's not sick, his whole body's not sick, he's just bitzar, yeishlomar d'mutter lurkotz. You can say that it is mutter to bathe in water that was heated up before Shabbos. If you're mitzar, you can bathe your whole body with water that was heated up before Shabbos. Note number 8 points out, the Rekiv Eger explains, shu kal yoser mishar shvusim. This is, even though it's a shvus to bathe yourself with hot water, this is more lenient than other shvusim. Mishum shu rak mikoach zeira. It's only called mikoach zeira. In the next part of note 8, he asks that taking medicine on Shabbos is also only because of gzeira. That gzeira of shchikas samimani, you might grind up the medicine, the herbs, to make the medicine. So that's usr unless you're choli kol gufo. You have a little headache, we don't take medicine. You're bitzar, you don't take medicine on Shabbos. You have to be a little more than that. You have to be feel like you have to be in bed. You have to be bedridden, or at least feel like you should be in bed. So then you take medicine on Shabbos. So why over here, it's the same kind of gzeira. It's both gzeira. So why over here are we saying that it's more lenient that if you're bitzar, then it's going to be okay? So he writes, V'av sha'osru lito trufa, even though you can't take medicine, as gzeira mishum shchikas amamonim, you might grind up the spices, v'lohe kilu b'mitzar, and they weren't lenient about medicine on Shabbos by a mitzar. Elim kein yesh lo koiv shemach maso cholok hagufo, unless you're in so much pain that you're kilu cholok hagufo. So Shlomo Zalman explains, Shelagabi iser rechitza b'mayim shehuchamu mi'er Shabbos. When it comes to the rechitza in water that was heated up before Shabbos, yesh lahokel b'mitzayir. There's more reason to be lenient by mitzayir. Kevan she'en gzeirazu elam mishum ovrei avera. Ovrei avera, because this iser was only made as a gzeira because of ovrei avera. As we'll see later, that people used to pull shtick and pretend, they weren't heating up the water; they were really heating up the water, and therefore that itself is a more lenient gzeira, says Shlomo Zalman. And therefore, lagabi rechitza with water that was heated up before Shabbos, the mitzayir, the Be'alacha says it's mutter, even though medicine, if you're only mitzayir, that remains usser. We'll stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem next time with Siv Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.